League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Did someone just crush Sweetie's fashion dreams?
And someone from the past is dishing on Madonna's new boyfriend.
And later, we're dishing with the legendary rapper Trina about her new book, The Baddest, and a whole lot more. But first,
let's get this started!
Well, all right. Ariana Grande wants us to know she's never had any major plastic surgery. Keywords major. During Vanity Fair's lie detector test, her Wicked co-star Cynthia Erivo asked her if she had anything like a boob or nose job. Ari said no, and the test showed that she was telling the truth. Then she decided to mess with Cynthia and the tester. Check it out.
Ari, have you gotten a BBL?
Get the
even answer the question.
Out. Yes.
She's being deceptive.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. BBL in her case is big, big lettuce. In her case, it wasn't.
Big baby lettuce.
In her case, it wasn't clear by looking at her. She's very petite and clearly does not have a fake butt.
What was the other girl named?
Cynthia Erivo.
If they extended, honey, was she emulating a witch of Wizard of Oz? She would have buzzed.
They're both in the movie Wicked.
She actually.
Yeah.
You know that she does play the witch in The Wizard of Oz, right?
Oh, she does?
Yes.
Because she sure was looking like her.
That's why, Gary.
Oh, really?
Cynthia Erivo is an amazing actress.
Yeah, they're promoting Wicked. It's coming out in November, and who knows? I mean, Erivo could get that O for Oscar.
She should.
Really?
She should. Oh, she killed it in Harriet, too.
All right, thank you. Next. Okay, I know it's hard to keep up, but Madonna's current boyfriend is 28-year-old Akeem Morris. What, Brett, you don't like this story?
It's somebody different every time we talk about her.
They went IG official on the 4th of July and shocking his ex-girlfriend, 27-year-old marketing director Reagan Rice. Reagan dated Akeem for about 2.5 years, but they had been split up for a year when she saw the post. She said, I held out hope for a long, long time, but it wasn't until seeing the proof and the picture of them on the 4th of July. That was the final nail in the coffin. She does have a sense of humor about it because her bio says that she is, quote, lumberjack sisters with Madonna, meaning that they have shared the same piece of wood.
She should take that L with her chin up high because there's worse people you could have lost your dude to. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Like, you know, Madonna is not a... Most people don't stand a chance.
Yeah, and if you're holding out hope, you should definitely give up after you see your person with Madonna.
I guess, honey.
What if your ex ended up with a big superstar after you?
Hopefully you wasn't trying to get them back.
Ooh.
I know.
It ain't coming back.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But if they being bought,
the superstar,
honey, I mean,
got to really mess up bad.
If they being bought, it's not real. So he probably go back to her, I guess. He's just playing white women right now. Whoever got the most money, he's paying what he weighs.
But you could look at it from the standpoint, like if somebody dated a celebrity after you, like you built them up to that level.
Oh, there's that. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like I prepared you for the big leagues.
Yeah.
Now you're ready to go pro.
You should thank me.
Yeah.
Like, cut the check. All right, if you're a fan of The Simpsons, you probably noticed Homer hadn't strangled Bart in a while.
Oh.
They even made a joke last season that he didn't do it anymore because times have changed.
Yeah.
Well, the classic bit was brought back this 36th season, proving that they're never going to be politically correct. The showrunner even told TMZ that people just assumed it was being retired for good, but it was just a joke at the time. Are y'all happy that the bit is back that he got strangled?
Yeah, because juvenile crime was lower when Homer was still choking Bart. It's a crime fact.
Yeah, kids need to know, like kids watch cartoons and they need to know that you can't snap back like that so often, you know, and maybe seeing this little cartoon.
They may be trying to choke people too or something.
That's a form of child abuse. I never watched The Simpsons before. I see why now he's choking that child.
Oh, Gary, like really Bart ain't a child kind of.
It's
like...
more like rebooting him.
And doing Tom and Jerry the same way here, choking on death just.
Well, what about, Tom and Jerry, that was a very abusive relationship. Wile E. Coyotes, always trying to get the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Should that change?
That's pent up sex, I think, that they just choking each other.
Well, what cartoons did you watch when you were young?
I watched The Flintstones. There was no choking.
Yeah, but that was just live. That was just live then.
I watched The Flintstones, and I watched Herman the Monster.
Herman the Monster wasn't a cartoon.
Yes, it was.
The Munsters?
The Munsters? Yeah.
That was the pilot episode, Herman the Munster. And then he saw it when it first came out.
And I watched Josie and the Pussycats. There was no choking.
Josie and the... That's right.
There was no choking.
I don't even remember. Okay.
Speed Racer.
He's like the first generation.
I thought you were going to talk about watching Steamboat Willie. Like,
never heard of it.
No.
Woody Woodpecker?
Yes, I like that.
Okay. I know you do.
Y'all probably never expected this beat. It's between Saturday Night Live and Spirit Halloween Stores. So SNL started it with this sketch right here. Check it out.
So when others leave, we show up. We don't see a dead-end town.
We don't see an abandoned Kmart.
We see a spirit. A Spirit Halloween.
So accurate. Well, Spirit actually clapped back by posting this fake costume meme and said, "We are great at raising things back from the dead at NBC SNL."
I'm so confused.
Wait, hold up. Yeah. You don't know? Well, tell him. Tell him, HK.
All right, so at some point, True's gonna want a Halloween costume, right?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, you're either gonna order it from Amazon, you're gonna go to Party City, or you're gonna end up at Spirit Halloween. You know that old Food Lion that's probably by your house?
Uh-huh.
It's probably a Spirit Halloween right now. Because that's what Spirit Halloween does. They take all these old stores that
and
used to be.
The costumes.
And then they be Spirit Halloween for like,
so it's like
30,
a pop-up.
4 days.
Oh, it's all pop-ups and all rundown stores. Like,
but
if
what's wrong with that?
It's just funny how, because it'll be like a grimy store, probably not even a very good part of town sometimes. And then all of a sudden, there'll be 100 children in there buying costumes made by other children in Asian countries. And then, like, and then a few weeks after that, the store's gone again.
What?
Yeah, well, that's nice.
And then they'd be having all the bootleg costumes. Like, they'd be like, 80s pop guy. It is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
not Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And you'll know it's definitely Michael adjacent because it'll be one glove, you know, and a hat down where it's, like, very clear. But they'll just be, like, 80s pop singer.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, unlikely feuds to unlikely friends. Sweetie and Cher got close a couple years ago when they did a MAC makeup campaign together. How about that?
Okay.
So on the Jennifer Hudson Show, Sweetie shared what happened when she went over to Cher's house recently.
And I love her. She's so honest. I was trying on a jacket. She was like, "You're not taking that with you." Well, I said, "I know I'm not."
She gotta let you know.
Cher has worn some pretty iconic costumes.
Mm-hmm.
But could she have let Sweetie keep something?
I don't even know if she knew Sweetie was famous. They was like, "Come here, Sweetie." They like, you know, kind of like how the elderly do. So like, they didn't know that she was gonna wear it outside of crib.
Surely, but Cher's still with AE, right? So like, he had to let her know.
Well, he might not been home. He probably been out with his others.
The crazy thing though, like going back to Sweetie for a second, you know, I don't know if Hollywood's been talking about this yet, but if they decide to do a LaToya Jackson movie, Sweetie looked just like.
Oh.
In that particular
she did favor her son.
Well, maybe just the hair. The hair, but nothing else.
Yeah, just give it like little LaToya, like 82. Like LaToya Jackson, 82 through 86. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised she even let in her house, baby, especially with her having that young man, too. And Sweet is a young, beautiful African-American woman. She'd be scared that he might walk away with A-E and I-O-U.
Are those his cousins?
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Up next, honey, a major designer is dishing on why she ain't gonna work with the Real Housewives, except for one. Find out who and why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all. Designer Christian Siriano has worked with tons of celebs, but he just pulled up to watch What Happens Live and shared who he won't work with. Check it out.
You ever dressed a housewife?
Maybe. But listen, they're not on my list because one, they don't pay.
Ooh. Okay.
They don't.
Mm. So Bronwyn from Salt Lake City is the only one he'll work with, y'all.
Mm.
Who y'all think didn't pay?
Somebody had to screw
you
over.
Probably them Atlanta housewives, baby. Them Atlanta housewives, bitch, they honey, shiesty. They gonna look cute, bitch, but they ain't paying. And that girl didn't want to tell us, and I'm telling them, Paul, honey.
Is this guy on their radar? Because I don't really know this guy.
Yes, he's on everybody's radar.
Well, he's saying none of them, so it's not just Atlanta, if it's Atlanta.
What is
does he do? Be the other one. So he's a designer.
I know, but is it dresses? Like,
he makes everything.
Okay. He can make you an outfit.
He won, what's the runway?
Project Runway.
He won years ago.
Yeah. All right.
So he makes clothes for everybody. Mm-hmm. Janet, everybody.
Honey. Yes, baby. A queen will tell it.
Do you think as many people will see it if only one person from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is wearing it and not no one else from any of the franchises that, like if someone said, hey, right now, tell me your top five favorite Salt Lake City Real Housewives people, could you?
Tanner?
I don't watch
There's
like
Bronwyn.
What's the girl that got arrested?
Then there's the one that was arrested.
What's her name? Jenny somebody.
Is Giudice with them?
No, that's
New York.
Jin Shaw.
Oh, Jin Shaw. She got arrested.
Yeah. Giudice is Jersey.
Jersey?
Yeah.
But he's talking to all them housewives. None of them pay. You know those girls be wearing those outfits, honey.
I know Vicky from Orange County. She the OG started it all off.
Miss Gunderson.
And Miss, who got the spinoff show?
Yes. Miss Vanderpump.
Miss Vanderpump,
yes.
Honey.
Yes.
Yes. Vanderpump rules.
Okay. All right. Okay. If you've ever been to New York City, you know that everybody jaywalks there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like the law might be catching up with reality because the city council passed a bill to decriminalize the act.
Good.
Now it's just up to Mayor Eric Adams to sign it into law. Does this sound like a good thing? I think it's obviously a good thing.
His hands are about to be tied up. Yeah. He won't be signing much.
Yeah, that man. Yeah, the man's about to get arrested.
How long are they gonna have to wait for?
I don't. He's gonna have to like sign that one like this right here.
Well, they don't. I don't think. Oh my God.
But they didn't do it here in Atlanta because people just walk out in front of your head like it's nothing.
Wow.
The light didn't change. They don't have your thing say walk no more. And you still walk out in front. I'd be wanting to hit them. But then it'd be my luck. I go to jail.
People here do act like they're cars. And sometimes
yeah,
I think
exactly.
It's the drugs.
Baby, they don't want me to turn to like,
What?
How white people used to do back in the day. They'd run over a black person. Oh, I thought it was a rock.
Oh. I don't. Scary.
Well, that's what they used to do.
It sounds like you don't jaywalk very much.
No, I don't walk.
Oh.
Like, who do you think jaywalks the most out of everyone here?
I mean, I'm not scared of a good jaywalk.
So I'm across any time. I'm like Frogger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime the opportunity yep. presents itself, I'm crossing that street. I'm not waiting for the light.
No.
Up next, we're chopping it up with the one and only Trina. You don't want to miss it. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Alright, now everybody at home, today is a special day because another member of Rap Royalty is in the building. We got the legendary and iconic, and most importantly, the baddest, Trina's in the building.
Yay. Okay, Trina. So what made you want to do a memoir now? And did you have any nerves about doing it?
I didn't have nerves about it. It wasn't that. It was just like me just telling my story.
Okay.
Starting from the beginning, before I became the baddest, before I started music, how it started, when it started, how I navigated my way through it. Mm. I spoke about you in the book also.
No.
Gave you your props a lot. No, it's good stuff.
Thank
because
you.
I just explained to people, like, when I started in the industry, it wasn't a lot of girls. It was only a little bit of us.
A handful of us, yeah.
You were one of those people that always was real and always was genuine.
Oh, thank
you. Know, and we don't have a lot of that now.
We don't.
And I just, you know, I had to give you your respect
thank
on that.
Thank you so
and
much.
So, Trina, now, if you were to turn your memoir into a movie, who would you want to play you?
Wow.
Brett?
Brett is not gonna be doing pullover. Well, that is...
you be surprised, girl.
I don't know, right?
Well, Trina, congratulations, honey. Now you're newly married. So how is the married life treating you, child?
Just fabulous.
Yeah.
Just fabulous.
It feels like it's right now today. We just got married.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm just happy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, Trina, there's a lot of funny stories in the book about you and other celebs like Missy, Eve, and Monica. Is there anybody you mentioned that you were a little nervous for them to read what you said?
No. I said just my true feelings about everybody I met in this whole industry coming up, like how, you know, it was genuine, whether it was cool and, you know, we're not friends, but I worked with them or I was around them and that was cool, but we just move on our separate ways. And, you know, it's just hard to find people that are genuinely,
ooh,
truly like authentic and are good for you.
Yes.
Not just for the music and what you're doing and
yes,
your soul. Like when the music is off and the hair and the makeup is off
come
and the camera's
now
off and or you're sick or you lost somebody in your life, how
ooh
many of these people are gonna call you,
yes,
check up on you,
you
be there
preach
for you, stop what they're doing and come to you. Like,
yeah,
so, you know,
yeah,
it's just, it's certain people I gravitated to and we became friends.
So, Trina, did you go to any Diddy parties?
You know what, Gary, he is just a mess, right? You know what, I have not been to no parties. I don't know nothing about nothing.
One thing you cannot escape in the industry are rumors. So what has been either the funniest or craziest rumor that you've heard about yourself?
Funniest, I don't, look at all these rumors surrounding us every day.
That could be anything.
I don't know. It's so much stuff. You know what?
People lie so much.
I feel like, because when we really started, it wasn't internet and social media and all this stuff. We had the best life.
Yeah.
And now you could just walk out this door and I could just be walking out with Gary and now we're in a relationship. Those are like things that you just be like, what? Where did you get this from? And that's just like, that's like annoying little part. So me personally, I just ignore it. It'd be like, Chav, you heard it, hear it again. I don't care. I'm not clearing up nothing.
Right.
I don't.
Fortunately, that Gary rumor wouldn't last very long.
They would thought I'd transform. So Trina, now, so honey, you and Trick Daddy been close for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And they want to know, have you ever eaten any of his cooking, and does anything he ever say ever shock you, child?
Everything he says shocks me.
Everything.
It's Trick. You just never know what he's going to say. I'm used to it. He is, I just know how to tune him out. That's I know how to personally do that. I have ate his food. He has a restaurant Sundays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. Everybody goes there in Miami. It's a soul food spot. So, it sells all the stuff we eat, mac and cheese, collard greens, stuff like that.
And I know y'all were so good. I always thought that y'all were going to get married, but I mean, because y'all...
Me and Trick?
What?
You didn't think that, Gary. You know Trick is married to Joyce, my co-worker, for 20
Child
years.
Is. Child. I forgot. Child
you know what? Mr. Gary with the messy team.
Yes, you already know.
Got Trina.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we don't want no smoke over here. You having fun? Come on back, because we got more with the iconic and the baddest Trina right after the break.
Hey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, Trina, so it's time to have a little fun.
Okay.
Your book is called The Baddest, and we know you definitely know how to name books. Mm-hmm. So we're going to let you name all of our hypothetical memoirs.
Okay, so each one of us is going to tell you a bit about each other, and then you tell us what you would title our memoirs and why.
Okay.
Okay. First up is HK, Headcrack. All right, he's obviously a very talented rapper. He's got the most hilarious one-liners. What would you name his memoir?
Heads Up.
Ooh.
That's cute. Yeah. That's cute.
Rockstar Publishing Group.
Next up, we have Gary with the dang on tee, known for his hilarious shade, darling, and he's the fashion king here at Dish. Name his memoir.
Wait a minute, Miss Trina.
I would just call it Messy G.
Ooh. That's a cute name.
Yeah, Messy G with the T.
Yeah, Messy G with the T. I'll buy it, and you can't get nothing from it.
Oh, no. Lord, I need to get a little for sick, Gary.
Not you getting no royalty.
No royalty, right?
And last but not least, just like yourself, we got the hip-hop royalty in the building, the icon, the B-R-A-T. What would you title her memoir?
I would title it Legendary Shy.
I can do that.
Oh, the Shy Town. Like
Shy
legendary.
Town.
That's a legend.
Yes.
A whole legend. So legendary Shy.
Okay.
Well, Trina, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us.
Yes.
Congrats on a new book.
Thank you.
And everybody, be sure you go get a copy of The Baddest coming out October 8th. And you can pre-order and get it everywhere books are sold. And we'll see y'all next time for more Dish. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.